start your day the Torah way, Rabbi Yossi Chazan.
Morning. Before we begin this shiur, I just want to give a brief hakdama. This week's parsha, Vayhiba Yom HaShmini, so Chazal say, the Gemara says in Megillah, that there was a simcha before the Bashefer, the greatest simcha ever since creation of heaven and earth. Right? And then emitting the whole simcha, the mice of Nodav Aviyu. And Chazal say that the tsar of the Eibishter was kiflayim from that of Aaron HaKohen, the Ov who lost his own children. And the Churash tells us the Shaila, like the, you know, the Gemara says in Ma'id Katan, you don't see the Goyim on Yontif, you don't share the simcha. And here at the Siyah, the happiest moment in 2,500 years came out, right? And everything turns upside down. And Faket, the simcha of the building of the Mishkan, and Chazal Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah that Misa Sadikim is Shkula Kenegas Reifas Beis HaMikdash. Nervos, we say in Tehillim, David HaMelech says, Hine ke'ene avodim el yad adineim ke'ene shivcha liyad givirto, ke'ene neinu Hashem li ke'ene adishicho neinu. The Taishan Svorim HaKdushim, imagine Rachman Uzlan, you're an Evid Kanani. And when Evid Kanani, the din is lo'ilu b'hem tavoidu. So you're stuck for eternity in this terrible matzav umlal of being an Evid. The only way the Evid Kanani gets free is if he's yitzah b'shen v'ayit. Right? So every time when the balabas is about to give him a patch, he's going, oh, knock out my eye, knock out my tooth, it was then about mum, and I'll be able to go free. Right? So ke'ene avodim al yad adineyem. Right? Kein einenu al Hashem al ikenu at shichonenu. The taich, tzaddikim are called eini ho'edu. The rabbonim, eini ho'edu. So too, when you lose the eini ho'edu, so this kapora for the whole world, gewaldig. Next comes David HaMelech and says, "Abchanenu, Hashem, Abchanenu, kirav savanubuz." Imagine you become a ben chayyur, you're free, liberty, free. Aber you without an eye, you without a tooth, you're balmum. Is in adam matziv, you taka ben chayyurin, aber you can't see. It becomes a matzav that of the chasidenu and mafkia in badenu is that a bitter matzav where there's no any either in the world. And therefore, the svarim hakdoshim taich achrei moish shnei bnei arin. The only kapara is Yom Kippur, and Yom Kippur, the Gemara says in Shavuos, is only mechaper lashovim. They have to be in the matzav that the kehilah faces. Have to be a p'tahazozah, some movement. In the parsha, it says after the passing of Nodav Aviyu, so it says Moshe spoke, vel Elazar vel Yisomer hanoisorim, right? Those who were left over, the remnants, right? Chuas haMincha, he said, take the Mincha which is left over, etc. Reb Shlomo Kluger in his Sefer in Rishefer asked the obvious kasha. There's a famous Rashban Teres Habayis, is brought in Yerdei and Sun Mem Gimel and Taz, Bez Yosef. What is called shirayim, leftovers, when the majority is taken away and the minority is geblibit? There's a remnant, a little bit left, right? Here, who was taken away? Two and two. You had four sons. None of you were taken away, and Elazar and Yisomer. So why do they call them Hanli Sorim? Why are they leftovers? So he brings from this form is brought name of the Abed of Heschel of Krok. It's a Meiri to Gevort. You remember that Chamber Tova brings the Ban of Arav, the Magan's Friend, the Sefer Pirion. All this form bring. You remember the beginning of the Megillus Rus. So the pasuk says Vayomas Eli Melech Ish Naomi, right? Vatishar He Ushnebonel. So who died? Eli Melech won, and Naomi and her two sons Geblibin. So why does it? And Chazal say the Medrash interesting says on this Omer of Chiyah, Braid Rav Avo, Nasis he Shiyori Menochos. She became a Geder, a Bechina from the leftover the Shem of Menochos. What's that? Chazal were bothered by this question. Why Vatishoer? He's one, and they're three, right? Well, what's Pshat that she came like Shiyori HaMenochos? Now, what do you see by a Mincha? The Koyin Komatz Yimenu. Three, it's voice. right? The vast majority of the carbon bekamus in quantity, sigablibit. Right? So why is that called shiore? Why is that shirayim? Is chariyah, says the Reb Heschel, we don't reckon in kamus, in quantity, we reckon in quality. Sometimes there's someone who's shakul, can I get a minion, or Moshe Rabbeinu who's shakul, can I get shishim riba, etc., etc. When she lost her husband, right, he was from the G'dayli Hador, the Parnas Hador, Chazal say, she remains shirayim. Where do you see that? When there's a majority in kamus, but a minority in echus, hey shirayim, therefore she became kishiyore hamenochus. And I thought to myself, it's not just, and the year for also, right? Bin Elazar of Isomar, Han Nisorim, right? The, why they called Nisorim like a Bechina from Nisor from Shraim? Because it says, Kuas HaMincha, the Mincha, the Mincha we see all the same word. From the Mincha we see that we don't go according to quantity, we go according to quality. And I think there's a deep lesson in Avodas Hashem. Not only in our, in the Matzah of the Kehillah now, but generally, the hektim, to understand what I'm talking about, the gather of Shiori Menochas, what we learn in Avodas Hashem, let me be makdim three midrashim, which are L'chura, from Riyata, really, I've discussed all these midrashim in the past. First midrash, the famous midrash, Pliya, you'll know, B'shah Shinisrifu Nodav Aviyu, when Nodav Aviyu were burnt alive, whatever form it takes, Machlekes Tanoim, right? Omru Malachi Asharet, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Loma Karosul Hemes Yom. If you took away Nodav Aviyu, so why do you split the sea by Kriyas Yamsu? Hello? So the Heshivu, Srafei Maila, so another group of Malachim answered, Hashiveinu Hashem Elecha V'Neshuva Chad De'Yishemenu Kiket. And hello, like this Medrash is Seveach Kekruchi, as this forum say, is begging Darshuni. It's like, what in the world does the Mitzvah Nodav Aviyu got to do with Kriyas Yamsuf? Why is it that one is steer at the other? And what's the retort, the answer? There are hundreds, I have two whole forums, someone in New York put out, called Derish Shmeinim. He has 80 answers on this. The Satmarov in Divrei Yoel has all forums, hundreds of answers on this. But what I want to see, just very posh, very simple, without all the pilpul. What's Pshat and Medrash? Another measure in this week's parish, Vayidim Aaron, after the Estalkut of Aviyu, Vayidim Aaron, he's silent, he's stifled. What should he, Mahavali Leimer, what should he said? Uvayim Hashmini Yimil Besar Olos. Hello? Okay, the third measure I'm leaving out already. I don't have time. You hear what I'm saying? In the Russian, we're pili plus. So I thought to myself, just a heck, let me have Machtim one more vort before we get involved. In the beginning of the parsha, it says, Vayomer Moshe tells Aaron, Krav el HaMizbeach, go to the minute, do your work. Says Rashi, Lefi Sha'aya Aaron Bush, Aaron was Fashemt, he was hot, right? Viyore Lageshes, he was, what's the word, reluctant to go to the Avodah. Omer Le Moshe, Loma Ata Bush, why are you Fashemt, why are you ashamed, why are you reticent, right? Lechach Nivchach, for this you've been chosen. So I saw in the Sefer Altair from the Jikavadayan, Moire Dikavort. Skiyodua, the Ramamifano writes in Kanfeyoino, that there's four drachim in understanding Torah, or discussed before Pesach, Pshat, Remez, Drush, and Sod, which correspond to the four Olamos. Right? In this world of Asiyah, Pshat, Remez, Drush, till you come to the world of Atzilus, Eitzel, there's the world of Sod. The secrets, the mystical, cosmic dimension. And he explains that Moshe was a Levi, and the Levim are Gvuras, and Gvuras are shayach to the world of Bria. Aaron was chosen to be what? A Kohen, right? And a Kahanim of the world of Atzilus, which is the world of Soid. The secret, the deepest secrets, right? And therefore, the first 8 days, when you're working Mimata Lamaila, from Midas HaMalchus, Shiras HaMalchus, up the way up, so you come to the world of Bina, the world of Eight, right? Yes? And therefore, the eighth day, the final day, right? Since we have a principle that Chochma and Bina, or Abba and Ima, are Trei Rei and Deloim Besparshin, so till now, Moshe was Omid and Meshamesh, right? Now, who's Meshamesh on the eighth day? Both Moshe and Aaron. Now it comes on the eighth day, for the time, for Aaron, who's Olam HaAtzilus, who's Soidus, etc., to go up and to start a new, his Avodah, right? And how you are in Boish, Egehalten, he's not unworthy of it. Generally, right? He's unworthy, he was reluctant to go up. Said, Moshe to Aaron, Loma ata Boish lechach nivcharta. The Chassidish of Shabbos, brought in the Baal Shem Tov, is because you are reluctant and because you consider yourself humble and unworthy and contrite, therefore you were chosen. What's Pshat? Because Moshe was asking Aaron to go now to a higher world, the world of Atzilus, the world of Soy. What did David HaMelech say in Tilim? Soy Hashem, who lireyev. The fact that you have Yerushalmayim and consider yourself unworthy, right? Therefore, lechach nivcharta. What's the gematria of the word lechach? Lamed, chav, chav, nu? What is 70? Soid. Lechach nivcharta. Okay, there's a whole bunch of other gematria. So it just heightened my interest, right? Why is it that Aaron had to be schlepped to enter into the world of Soid? The whole secret of Nodav Avihu was what? They wanted to go. They were young people. According to some days, they were beneath the age of 20. Oh, machlokes were Nodav Avihu twins. Were they not twins? Whatever. But according to most days, they were less than 20. Young people are always yearning and they're curious. Nah, they have a lot of whatever. They don't have that reluctance, whatever. And they're going into the world of whatever, the world of Tikkun. They were Gugulim of Adon, Nisham of Adon Arishin. They wanted to, Mesaki, whatever, Yemashmi. Hello? Yeah, by the way, what I didn't tell you was, okay, forget, whatever. All right? Yorei, by the way, I said Aaron was Yorei. Yorei, if an Aleph could be reckoned to be one, or Aleph could be 1,000, Besoid, Aleph, Aleph, right? How much is Yori if Aleph is 1,000? 1,210. Which is Gimatria, Pshat, Remez, Rosh, and Sod. Aaron had to be schlep, right? And therefore, Hibay Mashmini, by the way, is 504, which is Gimatria, Drash. The world of Drush. But now you want to schlep him up to the world of Soid. He's reluctant. Nodav Avihu are all too eager. They're like flying up to, and it didn't work out well for them. Shtel Zot Shaila, what happened that Aaron was... had to be pushed to get up to the world of Atzilus, the world of Soy, the deepest levels of Torah. And, but it's in Moshe Rabbeinu tell him, that's the Ratzon Hashem. Moshe Enki and his two sons, Nodav Avihu, were terribly punished. They lost their lives because of it. So I want to just share with you an idea that I spoke about in Beremez before Pesach, right? Remember before Pesach, I was discussing Seder. Why is the night of Pesach called the Seder? So I tell you the story with the Rekeach and the Ramban. And the bottom line was that Seder stands for Soid, Drush, and Remez. You'll notice as the Skol Yerebbe, and it's like this, the three higher levels is Soid, Drush, and Remez, Seder, Rosh Hashanah, the Seder, but it's the opposite order. It starts with the highest, it goes down. Pardes goes the opposite way, Mimat Lamayit. Okay. So, I didn't have time to explain everything, but what's fascinating is, and it fits in perfectly, is that there is a tashpitz, one of the rabbis saying, Harishoinim, right? Muridic, I think it's like so strange. First, let me ask you a question in the Haggadah. Remember, there's rabbis sitting in Bnei Brak, and there's Sap Mizim Sakhwa Israelite, right? Whose house were they in? Rabbi Akiva. He was the Rav of Bnei Brak. How do I know? Because the main street in Bnei Brak is called Rachov Rabbi Akiva. You're not going to be a genius to work it out, right? Who is dear? Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shua, right? What was the relationship of Rabbi Akiva to Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Shua? The Gemara is in the Dorim Daf Nun. They were his rebbes. Who goes to who for Yom Tov? Last time I checked. The Rebbe goes to the Chassidim, or the Chassidim go to the rebbes? Hello? Why did they go to Rabbi Akiva? Why didn't Rabbi Akiva go to them? The frater Rabbi Lezer, right? Hello? Rabbi Lezer lived in Lud. Rabbi Shua lived in Pekin. His two rebbes, right? Rabbi Lezer is the man the Amr who held Meshabeach Aniyah Satzlonim. He prays the people who are lazy, you don't leave the house on Yom Tov. Umitavol, this Pesach they're going to Rabbi Akiva. It's a bit odd, to put it diplomatically. Okay? Then in the Agoda we say, Baruch HaMokoyim, Baruch Hu, Baruch HaNeter Lam Yisrael, Baruch Hu, Matan Teir, you know, Eivish Kivis Teir. Kineget, it is Agdoma, Kineget Arba Bonim, Dibra Teir. Says the Tashvitz, one of the Rishonim, say no Harishonim. Why the Hakdama of Matan Torah to the four sons? Who are these four bonim? So we all know the Gemara in Chagiga Daf Yudalit, where the Gemara discusses arba nichnasu lepartis. Four people went to the, whatever that means. Is a, we can talk about another hour, right? Four of the great personalities went into the pardes, the deepest, deepest secrets of how they went, literally, figuratively, whatever. Zus pachas agashka, whatever. They, right? Acher was koytis ben atias. He became an apikurius, a koyfer amin, whatever. Right? Elisha ben Avuya. Then, what do you call it again? And Ben Azai, he died. Right? Ben Zoyma, he lost his mind. Rebbe Kiva, Nichnus B'Shalom V'Yotzu B'Shalom. Says the Tashbitz, therefore you have four sons in the Haggadah. Right? Rebbe Kiva is connected to Chochem. Right? He got it. He reached the Sharanun, the highest. The Rasha is connected to Acher. Right? Younger genius. Ben Azai, who died, B'Tmimus, he's the Tom. And Ben Zoyma Shenifka, Nebuch Tashaini Yedei Elishel. Hello? Ain't that great? I'm just taking Tashmits, right? Can I ask you a simple klotzkasher for a simple man like me? I don't know. What in the world, because there were four people in Nichnas and Lepardis, which itself is a madrega oyem v'noira, right? What has it got to do with me telling over the sea priest, yes, Mr. Ryan, to my seven-year-old child? My seven-year-old child haltnish by the madrega for Nichnas and Lepardis one way or the other. Not any of those four, if I don't. So on the simplest level, the first machshava came to me. First of all, an important lesson. A person, number one, you mechanich your children, at whatever age, whatever level. First thing is you have to instill in him the Torah is not some kind of wisdom. It's not like zoology, anthropology, or other shmolologies, right? Torah is the chokhmah of the Eibush. Rebbe Baruch Ber, when he would learn with the Talmidim and Kamenes in Yeshiva, he would say, Shnayim uichzim betalis, zok der Eibushter yachli. You know, you should know that this is not Seichel Anushi, this is Elikus, this is what the Eibishter said. Right? And whatever Madrega a person is on, he has to learn Torah with the right Kavona, that through Torah Akdoisha, I'm Nizdabik in the Eibishter. This Sheifa to something higher, that even if you're not holding by that yet, but your goal is to something that through this Torah you become Dvukim with the Eibishter. Nervos. You could. To reach levels, the Nichnas Lepardis, right? It's gewaltige things. Or you could do it wrong, or you could do it right. Which really, this will soon see, there's this difference between Aaron and other Bavi, or any of the other three, and Rabbi Akiva was successful, and the other three were failures in Nichnas Lepardis. The basic three Nekudis, like I see in Svarim, I'm just looking in different Svarim Akdashim, is when can you successfully try to understand, to discover the deepest secrets of Torah? And when does it make a churban in Yiddishkeit? Number one is that it has to be L'Shem Shemayim. That goes without saying. I'll give you a moshe. There's a famous story told of the Holy Chayz of Lublin, that he was waiting, he had like, by him he had all the Zikne Admurim in Poland, Tzadik and Kedosh, like 80 Jews sitting there with Vaisa Zubiches, who were themselves Rebbes, Bali Ruach HaKodesh, Bali Madrega, Bali Moifes, etc., etc. And they were all sitting by, waiting for the Rebbe, for the Chayza, to come out and fear Tish, you know. And suddenly the Chayza of Lublin opens the door. And he tells them, the Pasuk says, Umishalem, the son of Alpon of Lavid. The Eibishter pays back his enemies. Soinim. Alponov says the Targum, right? He gives the recompense, the payment for mitzvahs, masan tovim, Torah in this world, in order that he shouldn't have to pay them back in the world of truth. So pshat is, someone's a rosh, and he's loathed after geld. By him, geld makes the world go round. That's what he loves, that's what he aspires to. But he did some good things with his money, with whatever. Yeah. So the Eibishter gives him what he desires in order he should have to pay him. So he gives him a lot of money. And what if the fellow doesn't care about money, but he cares about COVID? But he's a Rosh. I'll give him the COVID. Ask the Chuzer to all the Yidden and the Vaisas Ubishes, right? And what happens if the fellow is not interested, not in Geld and not in COVID, whatever? I'm interested in Madregas.
Madregas.
I want to be able to be Peil Yeshuas. I want to be able people should come to me for Eitzes. I want to tell you all about the secrets of Atik and Arech and Madregas and highest of worlds. So the Eibishter gives them Madregas. Thank you, Peil Yeshuas, yeah? And he closed the door. These Rebbes were like sitting there, like, you can imagine, like, they're out of their mind. The Sforum Akdashim, I have no time to go through, but all the Sforum, the various Sforum, the Kamarna, in regular Torah, normal Nigla of Torah, Halacha, whatever, the din is a person has to learn Torah, Shaloi Lishma. The Gemara says in various places in Chas, when it comes to like the deepest parts of Torah, you can only learn Lishma. Depends for what? There's actually a vort that the Chakal Yitzchok, the Spinker Rebbe, brings. I think it's Sim Gimel, the beginning of Shalom Shuvah, the Divri Chaim, the Holy Sons of Rebbe, Meritik a vort. Pasuk says, Kfoid Aleikim Haster Dover, Kfoid Malachim Chakur Dover. If you're interested in, you're a curious person, you would like to know what's going on somewhere in Olam Atzilus, right? The Haster Dover. Best. Not to look, we don't belong. If your purpose in learning something deeper is Kved Melochim, I want to know how to deen the Eibishter. I want to know how to, my davening should be a better davening, my learning should be a better learning, my ben alamokim, and therefore I want to go into something deep in Pnimis HaTaira, then you're entitled Chakar Dover. But your kavona has to be L'Shem Shemayim. And that's Pshat, the same Gemara in Chagigo, Daf Yudalit, which speaks about the Arba Nechnesu L'Pardes, says, Omer Lehem Rabbi Kiva, Kishatem Magiyim La'avni Shayish Tor, Al Toimru Mayim Mayim, Shenemar Doiver Shkorim Ligim. Now, I can't begin to explain you what this means. When you come to a Madrega in higher worlds, which is called Avni Shayish Tor, which Pashtas is the parsa between the Netzal and the Netzal, the Matzil and the Netzal, a very high Madriga, somewhere in heaven, you know, map it out. Hello? Don't say Mayim Mayim, because you'll be a Bechina von Doivershkor, a liar, before the Abish. What does that mean? Says the Eretz Asvi, the Kojer Glover, a Meiridik of Orts. Mayim, we know from Chaim Vital and Sharakadusha, Mayim symbolize what? Tainus, pleasure. When a person reaches an understanding of the highest levels of Torah, don't say mayim mayim that I'm learning this because I get a tainuk, I get a pleasure. You can only learn the deepest of Torah only if it's done l'shem shemayim, not for your own even spiritual gratification. I'll give you an example. There's a famous, one of the great rebbes, I forgot whom, Lichtenberg and Kopp is from the Geza of Lechovich, but I can't remember, Berditch, I'm not sure. In his days, there was a Graf, a Poritz, right, who was so crazy and lohut after Tivis that he wanted to go skiing. But how do you go skiing in the summer? You need. So he took like 100,000 tons of sugar. In those days, sugar was very expensive, granulated crystal sugar. And he poured it over his mountain and his estate. And this way, he was able to go skiing over the sugar. And everyone was like, the whole Russia was cooking in how crazy this guy is. They asked to go skiing in the middle of the summer. So the tzaddik said, whoever it was, I can't remember, right? If this goy, this shegetz, this oral, this graf would have been a yid, and he would have once in his life experienced the tainuk, the pleasure that a yid has when he says Nishma Shabbos morning, you have given away all of his mishigasin and gleich convert and become a. There are people who have a geschmack. When I was a bach, a friend of mine was writing a sefer, and he had to do some research on this forum that we carry hametzias. He didn't have where, so I got a shlich to go to a certain library in New York on Fifth Avenue where they had the kisviyat, and I had to do some research there. You will never see this today. I don't think. In those days, the reading room in the Jewish section. Full of Yidin. They went to us, to big yeshivas in the Litton, the Haim, the Aldi Yidin. Spoke Yiddish fluently. Used to sit there blazing cup without a yarmulke, and you sit in Gemara all day. There was a fellow in Suffern, New York, near Muncie. Used to sit on Shabbos Kodesh under his apple tree, writing Chidushei Torah on Ksos. He had a geschmack in learning. This one, if you would appreciate what Nishmas is, you'd have a Geshmak in saying Nishmas. This guy has a Geshmak in writing Kedusha Maktos. Another fellow has a Geshmak in Tana Toiv Ayid. Right? Everyone has. The Iker is to be an Eved Hashem and to do whatever to give the Hashem. And to be able to go away from your Matziv, what's Bakfem for you, to do what is the Rotzrod. That is the Yisoid of all of Yiddishet. And you see by Acher, right? What happened by Acher? The Baskel comes out and says, Shuvu Bonim Shevovim, Chutz Me'ach. The famous Agar Dekal, the first tickle in Agar Dekal of the Holy B'nai Yisosher, name of the Chuzet, you do it the Keterah. Even after you hear a Baskel Min HaShemayim telling you, you're not wanted in this world. Get lost, beat it, scram. Take a long walk off a short pier, as we say in America. You should have nevertheless, Kimaisa Yedua, the Maggid of Mezr, came to Mechoyla, Chuyla Onush, and he would not take no min hashamayim, and he davened. The fellow had a refuah shleima, but they told him, you've now forfeited your chelik olam haba because you were just too forceful. And the maggid initially was like shocked and stunned. He said, now I can daven for yidden. Now I have no olam haba, right? Now I can know the Eibishter. I can do it l'shem shamayim without any anticipation of any schar and igmul. If your kavanah is l'shem shemayim, the mind of kemini, yeilam haba, nishtelam haba, your meiser nefesh, bazeu, babo, to give the bashef for nachas ruach. And that's why the Bnei Yisrael says, why are Bali Tshuva greater than tzaddikim? Tzaddikim are waiting for whatever. Bali Tshuva knows, you know what I was up to like a few years ago? The Eibishter is going to, I'll never get it. So now I could serve the Eibishter just to give him nachas ruach. That's the mail of Bali Tshuva of Rasad. Right? That's one concept. Another concept is the Chum Sofer. Sofer says, you want to be Choyker Dover. You want to know Kvit Shemayim, Kvit Melochim, Givaldi. You want to understand the Pnimius of Taimi HaMitzvah. This is all great. When is this? When you have a Yesuid in Amunah, Tmima. You start with Amunah, and you want to build your way up, Gizundarit. That's no problem with that. But by Acher, by Elisha, what does it say? When he went out of the Bes Medrash, the Sifrei Minos were flying under, right? But he didn't become Epicure. He said, Tamil Chochum in the Rebbe from a Meir Gewalt, right? Didn't affect him. But then when he wanted to get involved in deeper understanding, he now has to be objective. You have to. And he had a Shaila. He was Mesupik. Once you have Shailas, right? A Yid has to have a Munda that all the Ruchas Sheba Oilam and all the Kashas that I have, but there's an Abishar and this I know and this Chayk V'Yavar and this is not debatable. Then you're a Bekiva, you're Nichnus B'Sholem, and you're Yoytze B'Sholem. But if you come in with your whatever, Nichnus B'Sholem, right, you're going to be affected by it. You understand? You have to go with that type of attitude. That's why, it says in Sforim HaKadoshim, the Paparov's father, uncle, he says, that's why Torah is called Torah Oyer, Poskim Mishli. Why Torah Oyer? Because we learned the Gemara in beginning of Pesachim, Er is Lashon day or Lashon night. It depends on what you do, Torah. Torah could be Sam Chayim, Torah could be the opposite Sam, right? Depending, right? When that's Be'emes, the Shaila of the Shaila and the Chacham and the Rosh and the Gadol. What's the difference? Besides all the other Tiktuki Lashonis, the Chacham says Hashem Likenu, and the Rosh doesn't say. By the way, that's the Zohar says that the night of Yitzias Mitzrayim was Laila Kayom Yor. How does Zohar know? Because we know at the beginning of the Bria it says Vayomer Likim Yehi Oyer. Vayikr Alikim Laoyer Yoyim Chushikar Laila. By day, when there's Lichtig, it says Alikim. By night, because the Ebrish is not Yachet Shmoy Al Aro, something negative. So how could the Pasuk say Lel Shimurim Lashem? Ooh, it must be the Lel Shimurim was like a lichtig. I mean, the Zohar knew, at least in Svarim HaKadosh. Yeah? So in other words, you have to bring the Eibishter. When you have the Eibishter, you have the Emunah Tmimah, and that's you start with, then afterwards, the Chum Sofer says, you can go higher and higher and using your Seichel. Okay. Hello? You got my... Listen. That's the second thing. A third thing is, it's that Shem Yishmuel brings from his father, Avni Nezer, who reported on a conversation. And this is a very deep word. Conversation between the Rebbe Binim of Pshischa and his great Talmud, the Kotzker. And he asked the Kotzker, what is the source of your Eirus in your Avodas Hashem. Kotz Kirk Yidu is a Baal Moich and Gewalt. That's why the Rabbi used to give him a big cup for the Dal Kais, a huge cup. You're Baal Moich, we got Mevatel your Daat. You need a bigger cup than most people. So the Kotzker said, I'm based my whole thing on Ishaya, Kapitul Lamed, Su'u More Meinechem, lift up your eyes to heaven, or U, Mibar, using Seichel, to understand, to look at. The Rebbe Binu says that's not the way, that's not a derech and avodas Hashem, right? After Yetzias Mitzrayim, it's unnecessary. Let's mean to this. What's going on? Where did Acher go wrong? Let me just go back to the. What? Wait, hold your horses. Where did Acher go wrong? Says the Gemara, next page, Daf Tesvov in Chagiga. He was going upwards. Where does Umar Meichem mean? So the Bina Le'itim, one of the great Jewish Sfaradish Bali Machshava, you start off with this word. You ever read like Avigdor Miller's books? He's kind of look at an apple, look at this, and you see the floor, and then you want to go higher, you're more philosophical, to a higher world, and then you go to Elam HaLachim, until you work your way up. So it's Mimata L'mayla, right? The problem with when your Avoida is Mimata L'mayla, starting in this world, then working your way up the spheres, the cosmos, right? You could sometimes not be zeichet to get all the way up, and you get stuck in the middle. That's what happened to Acher, right? He came to a certain world, a certain level, and he saw Malach Matat, Elias Chanoich, right? Sitting there, Yoishev Vekoysev Chusun Shal Yisrael, in the Book of Merits of the Jewish people. Is that only the Eibishter? There's also another, the Shnei Rishuyos. And with that started the process that he became of the way. Right? When that's Pshat, says the Bina Le'itim, remember Elio Anovi? And he went and complained to the Eibishter, Ata Shivoyisus Liv Macharanis, you're the ones who caused the Jews to go, and the Eibishter was masking. Right? Right? Asher Harayosi. Tomorrow Brochus. What does it mean? People are present here with the Eibishter caused you to sin. Because Moshe Rabbeinu said, asked, show me your face, show me your, appear for Eden. Right? And what happened? And the Eibishter said, if you want to come to understand, you got to work your way up, upwards. It doesn't happen. And because of that, people get stuck in the middle and they don't get the full, and they don't have the Kabbalah's all, whatever. So there's always a hakira, there's always a dangerous akona in derech hakira, working your way up. And that's what the Rebbe Rabinin told the Kotzke. In a nutshell, it's all good for a Bali Muichin for like you. Aber Lav Kol Muichos for Anoshim Pshutim is not for them. Not people, and not everyone is the Kotzke. And it's a very dangerous mahalach. What the Eibishter showed us at Yitzias Mitzrayim, which is a Gil, an evil Malach, and by the way, it says the Mooncatcher brings that he heard from his little boy, little child, and it's by the Seyda of Zayda, the Shem Shleim of Mooncatch, and he heard him Taich, an evil Acher. There's an Eibishter, Ani, V'le Acher, and don't be like Elisha ben Avuya. He doesn't remember the whole Shmuz, he's a little child. But he remembers, V'le Acher, he types referring to Elisha ben Avuya. So he brings the Chayas also. Right? Okay. So, at Matan Torah, by Jesus Christ, and by Matan Torah, Min HaShemayim Dibarti Imchem, right? Now, to understand what he's talking about, in a nutshell, I know this is really what I'm talking about today, right? There's a pasuk in Parshas Hazinu. Ru'u, you got to help me out, you're a Balkir. Ru'u ato ki ani aniu ve'eno likai elikim imodi. Ru'u, tight, ru'u, behold, ato, now, ki ani, I am, and there's no other God, no other deity beyond me. What do you mean now? What's now? What happened now in Parazinu? Ru'u ato. Hello? Oh, what that possible? I say the Svarim Akdashim. A moiridik of vort, like it's a really tief of vort, in a nutshell, right? By the way, I didn't tell you. This pasuk, Ru'u ato ki ani anihu ve'eno likim imodi, the sefer called Shemer Amunim, it's put in the Begadim Chadoshim on the Sechet HaGigo, is Begimatria ben Azai ben Zoyma Elisha ben Avuya Rabbi Kiv. Begimatria is a bit of Enron account, I can explain it, but not now, right? Yeah, but that's the way it is. What do they got to do with anything? So he explains, based on a famous Maiser Rekeach Alap Torah, the Gra says the exact same thing in Kol Yoh. Two great Moiridik Avort. It says in Sefer Galanti, from Galanti and Kol Boichin, whatever, How many rakim, how many heavens are there in the heavens? I need you to tell me that. It's a good rakim. But in reality, there are 955 heavens. Hello? Okay. What do you know about the number 955? How many psukim are there in Mishneh Torah, Dvarim? Very good. 955. Why? Because the Moshe Rabbeinu knew that he's leaving the world. So he asked the Eibishter to rip open the heavens, all the rakim, that Klal Yisrael should see there's only an Eibishter, nothing else. Okay? Count up. Use your toes. Count up. Just look at the end of Parshas Zayisabracha, and you will find that there are exactly 995 psukim, which correspond to the 955 heavens that opened up, that Klal Yisrael should see. Of the 955 heavens, right? There are 900 bottom ones, lower ones, that even Malachim could go. That's why Acher, Lishmanavu, got messed up by Yisur Matat and whatever. Yisur, because the Gemara says, right? In the top 55, hello? On that Madrega, there's only the Eibishter. And you know who else? Take a guess. Klal Yisrael. A Yid has the ability to, his tefillahs, his davening, his learning, whatever, could reach even in the top 55. By the way, Pichas Friedman says in a different shmuz, Lech Lecha, that's what Avram Avinu said by the Eibishter, Vayomer Avram, El Hashem, right? Hashem Elikim Matitin Li. Right? What are you giving me? Vanechel Echariri. Uven Meshek Beisi, the Besek Eliezer. The Deilu Mashki guy. Right? He's going to take over for me. Right? And he said, you haven't given me any children. Right? And the Eibishter says, look at the heavens. The Chovim, Koy Yezeracha. Right? What's going on here? Avram doubted the Eibishter's promise. Avram is the Chorish HaMaminim. Eitzel Adinenim. And what's Hakdarein Eliezer here? I knew they'll have biological children. Will they be children like me who are above the Kechavim, above the Malachim, who are able to reach the 55 higher Shemai heavens? The Abish picked up higher than the Kechavim. Because Yidin are higher than Malachim and higher than Kechavim, Mazolos, etc. Yidin are connected to the Hain, 55. Right? Leinasat. Hain is by the Hay of the Chamesh Chum Shetera, which is the Hay that added from Avram to Avraham. Nun is the Chamesh Misharibina, which is Terah Shalpeh. Right? So the Abish said, after he picked him up, Koy Yir Zarach. What's the Gematria of Koy Yir? 55, which is Hain. And that's why the Jikover brings Vashem Beirach as Avram Bakol. Gematria, take a guess? 955. By Matan Torah, it says, Vayichan Sham Yisrael. Gematria, take a guess, 955. The idea of a Yid is to reach into the 55 heavens, which are Lamaila, and on that Madrega, you don't make any mistakes. Hello? Now, use your toes to count. From Eila Hadvarim Ashadibir Moshe, till this Pasuk, Ru'u Ato, Ki Ani Aniyu Ve'en Elikim Imodi, which Pasuk? There are 900 Psukim beforehand. Now start through Atah. How many psukim till the end? 55 psukim. Mamish, I'm not saying this. The Ma'aser Rekeach brings this word. He says this is Niflois Mitoras Hashem, like Givaldi. The purpose of Yid is to reach the highest of levels, right? Where no one else can go and you can't make a mistake about it. Right? That's why we're at the end of the month of Nisan, right? Which is called Shmer Es Chodesh Aviv, which is Bi Av. In every Yid, there's the Av, the Eibishter, right? A father. We call Bonim. And Aviv, Aleph, Beis, Yud Beis, Bimilu, is Gematria 955. The Eibishter on Pesach opens up the heavens, right? Aniv Le Malach, Aniv Le Sorov, and he comes and reveals himself. That's the preparation for Matan Torah, etc., etc. By Kriyas Yamsev, what does it say? That saw Shivchal Hayam, saw Mashalei Ra Yecheskel Ben Buri, right? Therefore, they sang Shira. Who sang Shira? Moshe of Nei Yisrael, which is Gematria 955. That was revealed to them. How? That's the word I want to say. A third rule, axiom. When are you allowed to learn? When is your Torah? When is Moshe Stupping Aaron? right? To learn, to be connected to the world of Soy, the world of Atzilus. And when is it a churban? If you're stooping yourself, because you're curious, you chaps madregis, you want to be a balsoid, a mirror, a Kabbalist, a mystic. Chazatref. The commander writes this, right? You're doing it because the Eibishter wants you and he gives you a matana. Mimaila lemato. Then it's kosher yosher. The Eibishter, l'chach nivcharto. Because you're humble and because you're an Eved Hashem, therefore you were chosen. You understand the difference? Now, so I thought, I have much more to say, but in a nutshell, I thought that's pshat in the Medrash. When Nadav Aviu suddenly passed away, and the Archaim HaKodesh, all this from the Shalom HaKodesh, they were reaching my Gevaldige Madregas and understanding, whatever, Dveikus and Hashem, they passed away, Mitzad, Chlois HaNefesh, and Chukal, we discussed many times, right? So the Malachim says, wait, if you're bumping them off because whatever, so why did by the Yamsuf you split the sea and the Eden were given Bizas Hayam and Bizas Yam is Gimatria Das, as the Moshe says, a level of understanding of if that's not good. Says the Hishivus Rafi Maila, Hashiveinu Hashem Elecha Venoshuva, Chadesh Yameinu Kikadim. Generally in Avodas Hashem, in most areas you have a Zusadul Sata. You gotta start from you, right? When the Eibishter created heaven and earth, right? Hello? Was it Rizal Sata or Rizal Eilu? Who started these earths? There were no people. Therefore, the Bnei Yisrael and Chodesh Elv, that's Pshat, we say, Chadish Yameinu Kikedem, Kikadmusu Shel Eilam, where everything started, Mimayla Lamato. That's the answer. To be, the avoida of Avo, the avoida of the world of Soid, of Atzilus, is something that you're given a matona from the Eibishter after you horovit, after you did what you could do, right? The Eibishter gives you it. It's not something you could demand, or something you could get from your own steam, right? So that's Chadish Yameinu Kekedem. By the way, that's why, if Pashu, that all the 10 different Purushim Chazal, what did Nadav Aviu do wrong? Bekriyim Eish Zorah. Why is it Eish Zorah? It says the Kahanim should bring a Eish on the Mizbeach. So the simple answer, Pshat, Taisvus already, it's like going back to Kadmoinim. Ein Echanamid is a mitzvah lahavi min ahedit. But not the first day. Because the first day of Ayyibi Yamashmini, with the Simcha of the Ebrah, like Bereish, like Ayyarev Ayyvayki Yam Echad, that Bereish is Erusadol Eila, not Erusadol Sata. When that's also Pshat, Vayidim Aaron, silence. What could he have said? Vayir Mashmini, Yimel Besar, Elosi. Everything has to come. The famous story with the Roman, whatever, Asher Bekiva, which is more Choshev, Maisu Deod, Maisu Shemayim. Mila shows that man has to perfect. Let us create man. With the shoot from the Eibishter, right? So, Eba Zoy, what's wrong with Nodav Aviyu, Mimata Lemailo, Erusadol Sata, right? But this day was different. This day is not the normal mitzvah. Havim and Hediot. This has to be given me my lamat. And the moral of the story, you should know that all three mahalchim here, and how to explain differently, another of you and Aaron are all interrelated. But the ikur nekuda is that the ikur sheifa of a yid, generally an avodas Hashem, has to be an eved Hashem, an eved la'avdi Hashem, to be mevatel your own natural inclinations and talents. Like, you know, I was telling someone the other day, I once took a fellow came from Mamish Gornish, no absolute background in the Yiddish guy. He became a bit frumish and whatever, got involved. And he had Nebuch right after he became frum, because it's a terrible story. He got the Yanamachla, and the doctors, his terminal case was over, like the doctors, Vidarach HaTevah, said it. And he had certain questions, he should put a practical issues, right? To do this therapy, that treatment. It was a whole facet, Shailas Parshas Halacha. So I took him to the Rav, right? Unbelievable, I was stuck in this spool. You think the Rav knows how to deal with a visionist, or with a Belzer, with a Satmar, with a... He's talking to a guy who no background whatsoever in Yiddishkeit, he understood him better than any other Rav in Manchester. It's fascinating to watch. I had 100 different cases like that, right? But the way this guy was macabre with the morus of a Rav, a Kluger Rav, right? I was shocked. I wish the Hamish Eden would have the same bittle that this friar guy, who just beginning, he's leaving the world about, right? He put his life in the Rav's hands. Wow. And that's had to be the purpose of a Yid, is to be an Eved Hashem, and to be an Eved La'avdi Hashem, to be mevatel what you think was kumtei spadir with your gevaldige seichel and all your pekiyas and kol ha'teira kula, and to do it when you go to a Rav. I always apologize. I'm asking such stupid childless. I once went to another certain person, whatever. It was a shayla chamura and someone's mutter bekal or not. So he started explaining to me, but there's this sheet. I said, Rebbe Leibin, I've given a lecture for an hour and a half on this subject. Every shayla and tshuva of any rabbi in the last 200 years, I've gone through gehor. So I said, what are you coming here for? I want you to paskin. In other words, the purpose of going to a Rav is not just to know what halach. What does the Eibishter want to be? Hayita be'ini Hashem. That's what a Rav is able to give you. This is the Ratzon HaBoyer. The Eibishter's help should be avodin to the Eibishter and avodin to Avdei Hashem, to Rabbonim. And the Eibishter's help, the Eibishter should bring only, we shouldn't have shoyd v'shever b'guleinu, we should only have simchus. And that's pshat, you attach yourself to something higher than yourself, and through that you bring brachas for all of us.